big-name artists and performers who take their work around the world have a decision to make as they play to varying cultures. Should they alter their work to conform to foreign standards? A number of artists choose to change their work to have it seen in as many places as possible. Examples include Ang Lee, who cut some of his latest movie, Lust Caution, for release in China, and singer Gwen Stefani, who kept her clothes on in Malaysia. Here's NPR's Kim Masters.
Is something lost in translation if Gwen Stefani performs with her limbs covered? When Stefani appeared in Malaysia last August, she agreed not to wear revealing costumes. The question of her attire arose after Muslim students protested that her usual presentation was not suitable for Malaysian culture. Stefani covered up, though she called it a major sacrifice. And what about British actor Sir Ian McKellen?
Monster ingratitude!
McKellen is in the midst of a triumphant tour as King Lear.
Let me not be mad. Not mad. Sweet heaven, keep me in temper.
In London and New York, McKellen appeared nude as the mad king wandering the moors, but not in Singapore. McKellen told reporters there that the restriction seemed a little bit silly. He didn't particularly mind complying, and he didn't let cultural sensitivity stop him from protesting Singapore's anti-gay policies on television during his visit.
I'm a gay man, and I gather that's not a very popular thing to be, although maybe the laws are going to change, and I do hope they do change quickly. But I've been looking for a gay bar, if there is such a thing. So that's what I've been looking for.
Censorship is not unfamiliar to novelist Leila Lalami. She grew up watching censored movies in Morocco. At first, she says, she thought artists like McKellen and Stefani were compromising their work. But then she reconsidered. If these artists had refused to yield, Lalami realized, the public would not have seen them perform at all.
The greater good is to actually perform. So what if Gwen Stefani didn't wear a halter top? Lord knows she wears enough of them all the time.
In a way, that's the logic of director Ang Lee when it comes to his latest movie, Lust Caution. The film, set in China during World War II, depicts a tortured affair. Ang Lee is defying norms in the U.S. by releasing the film with an NC-17 rating. But in China, films are unrated, and all pictures must be deemed suitable for general audiences. So Lee agreed to make cuts. It was a painful decision. With about 9 minutes missing, he feels his work loses some of its emotional impact.
I also worry about without this impact, the later part of the movie, you might think the actor overacted a little bit in some scenes.
Lee reasoned that getting to make his version of the film was something of a miracle in itself. He believes audiences in China know that another version of Lust Caution exists, and they will find it if only on a bootleg DVD.
The full version is being seen. It exists. That matters a lot to me.
Of course, filmmakers constantly battle to get an acceptable rating for their films in the United States. Lee must create an R-rated version of Lust Caution for release on DVD in this country. The big box stores like Walmart demand it.
If you want art to be absolutely pure, absolutely untainted by anything, chances are that art is going to belong only to you and to nobody else.
Novelist Leila Lalami says if artists want their work disseminated in the world, they will have to contend with the demands of the marketplace, the sensitivities of other cultures, or a combination of the two.
The minute that the art is produced, if you will, and put out into the world and is put out by these corporations, distributed by these corporations, then there are certain accommodations that are made in the process.
The danger, Lalami says, arises when artists allow such considerations to creep into their process, and they censor their work while it's still being created. Kim Masters, NPR News.
Plenty of Hollywood artists have clearly not been censoring themselves lately, according to NPR movie critic Bob Mondello. You'll find his thoughts on movie nudity and how it's changing at our website, npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.